Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you have heard it said, I'll believe it when I see it with my own eyes. Or, seeing is believing, they say. But if we live by sight, what we see is all we get. You know, we are so aware of our bodies. I see the world by opening my eyes, and in doing so, I feel the motion of my eyelids. I feel that my legs are crossed or that my arm is raising. I feel tired and thirsty. I feel cold. I feel my teeth chatter when I am cold, and my back aches. We can feel our heart beat and our stomachs growl. But who has such personal experience with their liver or their kidneys? We can't feel them, we can't hear them, we can't see them, but we couldn't live without them. And all too often a tumor grows undetected in our bodies. Oh, how we could live without them. And unbeknownst to us, enzymes in our bodies perform functions that we can neither see nor feel. Oh, how it is so true. Blessings of life come from what we don't see. So it is for us as Christians. As Christians, real life for us is dependent on things we can't see. In other words, as disciples of Jesus Christ, we live by faith, not by sight. We live by what we can trust. Now, the following letter was found in a baking powder can wired to the handle of an old pump that offered the only hope of drinking water on a very long and seldom used trail across Nevada's desert. This is what the letter said. This pump is all right. I put a new sucker washer into it, and it ought to last 5 years. But the washer dries out, and the pump has got to be primed. Now, under the white rock, I buried a bottle of water out of the sun, cork end up. There's enough water in it to prime the pump, but not if you drink some first. First, pour about a fourth of it and let her soak. Let the leather become wet. Then pour in the rest about medium fast and pump like crazy. You'll get water. The well has never run dry. Have faith. And when you get watered up, fill the bottle and put it back where you found it for the next feller. Signed, Desert Pete. P.S. Don't drink the water first. Prime the pump, and then you'll get all the water you can hold. So would you live? Would you trust? Would you prime the pump first? Would you leave water for the next person after you? Would the next person after you live? You know, in court, better than eyesight, better than sight is hard evidence. Today, fingerprints and threads of clothing and even DNA are used to convince juries of the facts of cases. And we have hard evidence. Our faith relies upon the word and promise of God. We know that we have a building from God. We know, even though we haven't seen, because God has promised it to us in Scripture. The way that we conduct ourselves is by spiritual sight, seeing things through the Spirit with an eternal perspective. Now, just a few verses before our text, Paul wrote something quite similar. He said, "So we fix our eyes on what is seen." So we fix our eyes on not what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, and what is unseen is eternal. A faith perspective marks all mature disciples. Paul also wrote, I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life that I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Peter said, though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. And the unknown author of the book of Hebrews said, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And Jesus told Thomas, you believe because you have seen. Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and have yet believed. We live our lives here on earth, tethered to heaven by the umbilical cord of the Holy Spirit, guided by the teachings of Jesus and the apostles, and expectant that God's promises will surely come to pass. By his word and his sacraments, the Holy Spirit has given us a pledge. He creates faith through the means and is himself evidence of God's promise. There is no harder evidence than this. God's own word. God's own promise. God himself as a pledge. Therefore, our faith becomes the basis for life as it really is. This is what makes Good Friday good. In no way can the sight of a man crucified upon a cross look good. The man is dying. The man is agonizing. The man is gasping for breath, literally suffocating under the weight of his own body. And that man and that true God, Jesus, was covered, literally bathed in blood. The blood, the sacrifice. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That is what's good. The sight is bad. But by faith, through spiritual eyes, we see good. Living the unseen but real life is being confident. Living the unseen but real life is seeking to please him. Living the unseen but real life is doing good works, not in order to earn our salvation, but as a reflection of our faith. And that's what this group of 31 going to you can do this upcoming Saturday through the following Saturday will be doing day in and day out. They will be living the real unseen but real life, confidently sharing the word of God, confidently loving others, loving them like Jesus. That'll be our theme for the week. Love them like Jesus. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and love your neighbor as I have loved you. And how has Jesus loved you? With his death. As I tell husbands getting married, that means giving up Sunday football to go shopping so she can buy a new dress. That's sacrifice. That means to the wife going to the work outing that she wants to have no part of and actively participating, meeting others. We're called to sacrifice. When we can see life through spiritual eyes, we live like Jesus. You know, the great musician, George Frederick Handel, lost his health. His right side was paralyzed. All of his money was gone. And his creditors, they had threatened to throw him into prison. Handel was so disheartened by his tragic experiences that he despaired for a brief time, but his faith prevailed, and he composed his greatest work, the Hallelujah Chorus, which has withstood the test of time. Even in those darkest of days, there was something there for Handel that he couldn't see. The Apostle John named it, "This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith." This is what we can see when we live by faith, not by sight. Amen. Now may the God of peace equip you with everything good that you may do his will through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.